All right. Welcome back to a very solemn Beast Game podcast. And this weekend, we have found out that Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, has passed away at the age of 42. A very long battle with cancer that he apparently kept secret, which is fine. There's not any problem with that. Just going to talk about our feelings about his career. So, Keith, how do you feel just about everything with Chadwick Boseman?
I'm sad. Pretty much I convinced myself that he wasn't actually sick. But when I saw him in 21 Bridges, I saw that he dropped a ton of weight. And he'd only gotten thinner. Did an Instagram post video that was slightly alarming. And then the Five Blood trailer came out and I saw him again. And I'm just like, oh, this doesn't look good. I even convinced myself that he's probably just doing this for a role.
Yeah, which the weight loss happens all the time. Christian Bale gains and loses weight. I mean, he said he would stop doing that, but he gains and loses weight a lot.
It's not uncommon because he's a serious actor, but there was other things that kind of popped off. Like I think Mike mentioned that been pulling away from the Marvel roles. There was that rumor that he was looking to not reprise his role as Black Panther again. Mm-hmm. It was just all coming out, just being sounded very fishy. But now it's seeing like, oh, he must have told them this is not going well. So from what I understand, he was diagnosed 4 years ago. He was cast as Black Panther. He just wasn't responding to treatment, and as many cancer battles has. And I'm also reminded that colon cancer is one of the cancers that is very lethal. It looks like I'll be getting screened for that. And he had a promising career. He was free of scandal.
Yeah.
He was a...
Accomplished actor.
He was an accomplished actor. He was one who took his craft seriously, and he was one who wasn't willing to let himself be sidetracked by foolishness.
And he wasn't typecasted either. I mean, he did a rose.
He was kind of typecasted because he was just playing every African-American historical.
Yeah, he was playing
multi-diverse.
He played Thurgood Marshall, played James Brown, Jackie
Robinson.
I mean,
he did that, but he did a lot of other roles too. And he excelled at those roles. Have those roles as, like you said, prominent African-American figures. But he did other roles outside that and excelled at them.
He'd not had a chance to break away and do his own thing. You know, you can put Denzel in just about anything.
Yeah, like the 21 Bridges would have been his
right
branching off into those Denzel-type roles, at least the early Denzel roles.
They were hit or miss at times, but it was to the point where he was that go-to actor. You wanted somebody to take the role seriously and give you some gravitas to it. That was the guy. That was your man. And Chadwick Boseman was the one. He took the African superhero of Marvel, Black Panther, and made it not even more of a household name. He made it iconic. Black Panther wasn't iconic in the combos. He's iconic now. Felt like this only one other time. Barry, you know what I'm talking about. Spartacus. Yeah. Andy Whitfield. And he was diagnosed with cancer, pretty lethal form of cancer.
Yeah.
He did his best as long as he could, but he came to the point where I'm not going to be able to make it back. Crew, the production held back on his show Spartacus as long as they could, to the point where recast the role.
Yeah, because they came out with a prequel with the Gannicus character, and then had to recast it because they thought he was going to come back, and that was right when he said he wasn't. So,
and he passed away. You were rooting for him, and you were hoping for the best, but when it happened, you just like one part you feel kind of selfish for thinking about your own entertainment. But the other part is that Chadwick was an entertainer. Made me think about how I looked at the figures he played, and he will be missed.
So, Matt, how do you feel about Chadwick Boseman and his career?
I forgot which one of you guys said, but I kind of felt he was typecasted. Predominantly played the strong African-American role, although he excelled at it very, very well. His character and his acting reached out even to the most casual viewer. As far as his impact as Black Panther, I mean, how much money did that movie make?
Black Panther worldwide made $1.3
billion. Phenomenal. I don't remember the last movie that had almost all African-American cast that hit on all levels. Not only was it successful, it was entertaining across the board, and it hit all ethnic backgrounds. Part of this also has to deal with society, but hearing all the rumors as far as like he might have been on drugs, he lost a lot of weight. Reality, he was actually going through a struggle in which no one knew, and he was still making time for other people, visiting kids, still fulfilling his roles. shows us as a society how horrible we've been, especially in the last couple of months, that we would do prejudgment on somebody who has nothing but stellar off screen, but he will definitely be missed. And whoever fills his shoes got some very huge shoes to fill, because I can't imagine anyone else filling that role outside of Chad.
All right, James.
When I first heard it, it was kind of shocking. I didn't really expect, I don't know. I thought it was a joke, a poor joke at that. Didn't think it was serious because I saw the pictures of him. He looks sick. I hope he's okay. Maybe it was me, but I was like, I think this is for a role, Black Samurai role that he was that he was doing. And I was like, okay, all right, I think we're good about that. For this to be reported like a gut punch, because he made up in my mind that he was doing it for a role. People brought up his diet. He was vegan or something like that. It was just shocking. This one kind of hurt. My mother-in-law has been watching Chadwick Boseman movies the whole weekend. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's too soon for me.
The reason why this hurts, I think a lot of people, is he's very accomplished. He was very positive. You didn't hear anything really negative about him. And then outside of all his other roles, Black Panther was a huge, huge movie in just the African-American community. It was pivotal. It hurts. I believe they have to recast. They have to recast. And I also agree with Matt. Whoever they recast is going to have to have some thick skin, because they're going to probably go through a lot. You can't replace him, okay? You can't replace him. Only thing you do is make the role yours. You cannot replace him, the essence of T'Challa. He brought him to the screen. So it's kind of hard to replace that. And then even the other characters that he played, you saw the person in him. He was such a good and accomplished actor. It's a huge, huge loss. He was a positive influence just in the world. He was a positive influence outside of Hollywood. He's saying he was very humble. He's very appreciative for the opportunities. He didn't really have a big head. So that would make this worse, because it seemed like he was a genuinely nice, caring guy. If he was an asshole, would it still hurt? Yes, but probably not as much. Or if he was into some nefarious activities, then you'd be like, But because he was just kind of a clean slate, he had nothing on him, it hurts more. What makes it so shocking to me is that he was diagnosed some years ago. It didn't get out. So that means he had a tight circle around him.
Oh, it should be. Too much.
It should be, yeah. But it's never like that.
I mean, there's too much sharing of information, mainly due because of social media, and everybody wants to be able to feel like they're talking to somebody. And particularly for this, those things are private. Those things should be private. I'm going through some stuff. Leave me alone. But go ahead, James.
He will be missed. I'm still kind of in shock. Only time that I was like this, George Romero, Toby Hooper.
Yeah, like, I think the George Romero one came up like really quick. And I want to say there was also like a couple other people.
And then Wes Craven. Yeah, like, all of them, I was blown by.
I think all those were like kind of.
It was in the same year, I think.
Yeah.
Devastated by that. This one is up there with them. It surpasses them because this is a little bit more personal to me. It's hard to explain because I know my nephew, he loved Black Panther. Him and I even had like a little handshake going on that he created off the Wakanda Forever thing, right? And just imagine how he's feeling right now. I mean, he had Black Panther, like the action figure, a backpack, all that stuff. I just imagine. And the thing is, that's just my nephew. Just imagine all the other children in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to affect them too. It's tough, man. It's just really, really tough.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it was 2014. The James Brown movie, Get On Up, came out. Been aware of Chadwick Boseman, Jackie Robinson kind of before that. And I think he was in that Kevin Costner movie. I think it was like Draft Day. He has talent. He is talented. I remember where I was. I was in the Inland Empire. Shout out to the Inland Empire. Riverside, I see you. I was out there. He is great. And for him to play James Brown at certain stages in his life, young James Brown, old James Brown, that requires somebody that has a lot of skill. And he got recognized for that. It was that movie that made me stand up, because 2 years later, he got announced to be Black Panther. Yeah, that dude's great. Deserved to be that. And this situation, at least for the Beast Gang, I was talking to my brother. He had said he'd gotten a text message from somebody that said, Chadwick Boseman died. Immediately going to Google. Sure enough, then send that out to the Beast Gang, and everybody's just wondering if it's true. And unfortunately, it was true. You generally get a whole bunch of hoaxes, things like that, but definitely gone too soon. Decent body of work. I mean, he started out doing a lot of theater stuff, progressed to TV. You kind of make this jump. There's a lot of actors that do a whole bunch of historical biopics that nothing comes out of that. They don't make any mark on Hollywood history, TV, anything. For him, kind of go from TV to historical role to billion-dollar franchise, that is a momentous leap. And it's only due to how great he is as an actor. We'll likely do some Chadwick Boseman marathon, but probably not right now. And dude's talented. Again, I just go back to Get On Up when I was just like, I'm amazed by seeing somebody play James Brown. I'm just thinking it's James Brown.
I have a confession to make. I've never seen it.
If and when you do decide to go on the Chadwick Boseman train, that probably should be number one. Big Mike, do you have any thoughts about Chadwick Boseman?
The only thing that I really keep getting at, and it's rare that celebrity deaths kind of hit me, but I think this one hit me more so because of knowing about the diagnosis and the fact that he didn't tell anybody and looking at all that he accomplished in that amount of time. My own thing, I didn't make it a big public thing or spectacle. And so added level of respect to the dude, because I got tired of the media saying he lost the battle to cancer when the reality is he actually won the battle because he lived the rest of his life on his terms. And look at all the shit that he got done and that he gave us. Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
Not beyond the Marvel stuff that I'm hyped about, just all the great people that he portrayed and the roles that he did, and to be able to go out and effectively act like that and touch so many people's lives, go out on your own terms. That within itself, regardless of him being a superhero on film, man, he's a superhero of a human, because not a lot of people can do that, especially the fact that he's in Hollywood and how stuff gets out. It's a big loss, man.
It hurts.
I say it's a big loss. Like, I saw 21 Bridges DVD, oddly enough, in Target yesterday. Somewhere you can't even believe it. Like, for real? Like, I mean, seriously. Imagine his career if he kind of had an asterisk where people were like, oh, but he's got colon cancer. And suddenly that becomes a topic of conversation versus he just put forth great performances.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you to look at and try to hinder or say that any false narratives. I mean, he basically just had his career how he wanted it and went out on his own terms. And that's the only thing I keep getting back at.
And especially with a lot of those superhero roles where he wants you to bulk up, and for him to have to do that, I guess once he got diagnosed, that's when all the Black Panther stuff started taking off.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, chemo kills you, man. A lot of energy out of you. For him to be able to do all that.
Like all day shoots. Wow. Or like,
yeah.
And then do volunteer work on top of that.
Talking to terminally ill kids, trying to motivate them while at the same time knowing he's got his own battle going on. Like, just not enough you can say about it.
I guess any wrap-up thoughts right now? I
mentioned earlier that it just made me acutely aware that, not mortality, but it made me aware that this stuff is out there, you know, like, and it's, you know,
it's not just Corona.
Exactly. It's not just Corona. It's not just all about politics, something as old as human history, the boogeyman for all races, all religions, indiscriminate. Take care of yourself, do what you can. But even still, I agree with Mike. I didn't like those headlines either that said he lost a battle with cancer.
Yeah.
So
I see pictures of the kids having like Avengers funerals with their toys. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean?
Some types will dismiss these entertainers and what they do. And inspiring people to be better is huge. And that is exactly what Black Panther did. Like, it wasn't a put down on anyone or anything. It was it showed something event. Fantastical. Exactly. It was culturally impactful and was directly responsible for a lot of that.
I mean, also, like, Ryan Coogler deserves a lot of credit. Ryan Coogler made a small indie movie and then a successful Creed movie, $2 billion franchise. Again, that is all talent.
Perseverance and resiliency.
Starting off small and taking everything that you learned and making it great. Fruitvale Station could have just been his only claim to fame. Some people just don't even get recognition. Some people just do movies and they're just the run-of-the-mill character that plays a dad or plays a mom or something, and that's your whole career. They need somebody that fits a role, and for him to go from TV to kind of mildly successful movies like 42 and Draft Day was not successful, but the get on up and like 42 and then billion-dollar franchise. Multiple billion-dollar franchises. Again, this is a very solemn Beast Game podcast. Again, a great actor, great body of work in a small amount of time is no longer here. And all you have is the movies that they have left behind. Matt was saying that Black Panther's already on ABC. It was on this weekend on TBS. But I would just say take some time to reflect. Take some time to remember and then go on your movie watching spree. But definitely check out Get On Up, because again, that was my big introduction to Chadwick Boseman. And 42, Marshall's a great movie. Then you can probably follow up with the comic book movies. But that is the Beast Game Podcast. Wakanda forever.
Chadwick forever.